Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent Sarah Latham. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you've had a lot of interest in something you put on Facebook, and this is a little item on how to tell the ladybug beetle from the Asian lady beetle. And I never thought that this would be something that we'd have all that much interest
right.
in, but apparently this Asian lady beetle is causing a lot of trouble around
yes,
here.
Yes, it is, and it's very interesting. You know, I personally, a few years ago, noticed them at my own home. So the Asian beetle that we're seeing now looks very, very similar to the little normal red ladybug that you've seen in the, you know, the movies and the cartoons that's you look at as a kind of a loving creature.
Very cute.
Right.
Yes.
And so those are also, they're good at eradicating pests. Mm-hmm. They feed off of aphids. But this Asian version of the same beetle is more of an orange, kind of a lighter color than the red ones that we're used to seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And also they have a characteristic black M on their back so that you can kind of identify them. And so if you're looking at them, some of the normal red beetles do have a lighter skin or a lighter tone on them, and it's hard to tell the difference.
Yeah.
But you can look for that characteristic M on their back right behind their head version,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and you can see that, and that's one way to identify the Asian beetles.
Yeah. So the ladybug is typically more, as Sarah says, a darker red. It's harmless and even beneficial. This Asian lady beetle is harmful to dogs in particular.
It can be harmful to dogs. And what they do is they get into crevices, and so they will get into the roof of the mouth of the dog. But they'll also get into the cracks of your home, and they stick around a little bit longer than the regular normal beetles that we see. They were actually introduced by the U.S. government, the USDA, back in the early 1900s as a way to get rid of aphids. They feed highly off of aphids.
Mm.
And so this was, you know, one of the things that they were trying to do to help farmers out back in the early 1900s and didn't see how it was going to end up coming back now. But there are other ways that it could have been introduced, you know, by freights coming over from Asia. There are many ways that it could have been introduced. So what we're seeing now, there's no real way to know whether it was tied back to what was
right.
introduced back in the 1900s or if it's just coming in naturally on the shipments that we get. But they do feed off of aphids. And so we've had a higher number of aphid issues in the last few years. And so that is why mm. we've seen these beetles come into the area
mm-hmm.
more so recently.
The law of unintended consequences.
Exactly, yes.
You have to always be mindful of that. Now, not to be guilty of sexism here, but I presume that the male version of the Asian lady beetle is also harmful?
Right, yes. And I don't know if you remember the movie that came out a while back. It was with Dennis Leary played the beetle, and he was constantly getting picked on because he was not a female.
No,
so, you know, they're very similar.
Okay, so anyway, they call it the Asian lady beetle, and it's sort of orange and black, and normally
right.
we like orange and black around here,
right.
but in this particular case, not so much. But anyway, Sarah has a very informative and very attractive artistically item there on the AgriLife Facebook page, and you've had a lot of hits and a lot of shares and so forth, so clearly a lot of interest in
it. One of the main things that people notice about these is that the Asian beetles can actually kind of nip or give you a little uh-huh. bite on your skin,
yeah.
and you're not used to, you know, when you go down to pick up what you would think would be a normal ladybug and then you get bit, you're not used to that.
Okay.
They also secrete a kind of a yellowish secretion that they leave behind that you don't see from the normal ones, and it also has a smellier odor. So these are a little bit more of a problem than your normal ladybugs.
Very unpleasant creature, this Asian lady beetle. So we're talking with Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent. And so some other things going on. And you do the Tech Talks events where you help people with technology, smartphones and whatnot, and you have some of those coming up.
Yes, we have scheduled for May 15th and May 22nd at the Extension office in downtown Greenville. We're going to have that again. And then I've had a lot of people come up to me and ask me here in town if we're going to have another session in Commerce. And so I will be planning that for late in the summer, probably.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So on the ones May 15th and May 22nd, those will be at your Extension office.
Yes. And you can find more information out on the Facebook page, or you can call our office
mm-hmm.
and get more information.
Walk Across Texas kind of winding down for the spring.
We are winding down on that. We've had quite a good interest this year. I think we had about 73 walkers, which is, and it is good because it does help those people figure out a way to develop a habit,
yeah.
a healthy lifestyle. You know, they're every day conscious of how much they've walked and the activity they've included into their daily lives.
Yeah, and you'll do that in the fall again.
Yes, we'll do that again in the fall.
Okay, good. Well, I saw something also on the AgriLife Facebook page, and this involves the Hunt County Sheriff's Office, but you all are promoting it, and they're having a training on public shooters coming up in May, and this is mainly for churches. I guess other organizations could participate as well.
Right. It's open to the public, I believe. And I found it interesting because it's going to help people become aware of what they should be on the lookout for either red flags, symptoms, signs, something that they can kind of identify that maybe they weren't aware of before. So it just kind of increases your awareness of what are possible key indicators that someone might be willing to do something like this. And that where you can turn into the law enforcement is always helpful. So just increasing your awareness of something like this is a really good thing.
So that is on Saturday, May 18th. Again, like the Tech Talks, that's off a little way, but you can put it on your calendar. Start thinking about it. This is at the church at River Oaks, which is on Joe Ramsey Boulevard in Greenville, 8:30 to 1, Saturday, May 18th, sponsored by the Hunt County Sheriff's Office. But, you know, again, a few years ago, who would have imagined that we'd be dealing with this?
Right, yeah. And you know, it's just... It's one of those things that we didn't think that you were ever going to have to really learn information on, and if you did, especially being in a you know a smaller rural area, but it's gonna you know it can affect all of us, and just having that additional information that you can help someone else out and pass along information is always a good thing.
Okay, Jim Bob doing all right?
Yes, doing very well. I think he's enjoying retirement.
All right. Well, I hope so. It's well deserved. Sarah, thanks for having a coffee with us again. Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.